Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Days with Murph. We're coming to you about an hour later than usual because of some unforeseen circumstances that couldn't be helped. Anyway, on today's show, we'll be playing music from NBC's The Voice finalist Josh Gallagher, along with songs from Runaway Angel and also from Mercy Stone. Oh, let's go ahead and kick this thing off, shall we? Starting off the countdown this week, we have a trio that is very dear to my heart. Runaway Angel, based out of Canada. One of my favorite countries in the world, by the way. I've been there three times, and it's always a pleasure whenever I get a chance to go back. But anyway, here is Runaway Angel's appropriately titled Run Angel Run, and I'll tell you a little bit about the band as soon as we get through playing the song. So again, at number three on the Indie Country Radio Countdown, it's Runaway Angel and a Run Angel Run.
Nothing much happens in a small town, but it's easy to keep your feet on the ground when you know you're always close to home. Bright lights in the distance, didn't take much to make this decision. Hit the gas.
Ladies of of Mercy Stone. Now, as I said earlier, Runaway Angel, actually, Runaway Angel. As I said earlier, a Runaway Angel is based out of Canada, which is one of my favorite countries in this world. Let me tell you a little bit about Runaway Angel. I have yet to have them on the show for an interview, but I'm hoping that changes in the future. You'd think just by listening that they were related, because they're the harmonies are just like that tight. But you'd be wrong. At least to my knowledge, anyway. None of them are related, to my knowledge. The band consists of Cadence Grace, Stacey Ziegers, and Ann Chaplin. This year, they've been in the studio working on their sophomore record, and the song you just heard, Run Angel Run, is from their debut album that was released last year called No End in Sight. And let me tell you one thing. This album is chock full of just great songs just like that. I said they were working on their sophomore record, and they've got a European tour on the books coming up. So again, that was A Runaway Angel with A Runaway Angel Run. And now coming in at number two this week, this duo is related. They're sister duo, Corey Jean and Kels of Mercy Stone. And they are just like a Runaway Angel. Just like a Runaway Angel, they are just a very, very dear friend of mine. This is their single, A Start a War. And I will tell you a little bit about the interview I had with them after we played their single. Again, coming in at number two, it's Mercy Stone and Start a War.
It's been a long, long road with all kinds of weather. From the hard down the red, I'm black and blue. Maybe I can sleep on these demons set, or go to the river and have your memory washed away. Come on, I'm up off the floor. I won't let you break me anymore.
man, I love that song. That was Mercy Stone, Start a War, coming in at number two on this week's edition of Indie Country Radio. There's a couple things I need to explain before we move on. Well, number one, y'all can call us up anytime at 646-915-9301. I'd love to hear your thoughts about what you think of the countdown. What you think of the artists we play, et cetera, et cetera. The second thing I need to explain is my co-host absence. I said at the top of the show there was some unavoidable circumstances that caused Emily not to be here today. A church member of hers who she basically thinks of as family passed away, and the funeral was today, and like I said, it couldn't be avoided. The show was originally scheduled to start at 4:30 Central, but as I said, I was at the top of the show, but for that reason, we had to push it to 5:30 Central, but she texted me a few minutes ago and said that she officially couldn't make it, and so that's that. That's why M is not gracing us with her presence today. Anyway, back to the music, and back to what you just heard at number two, Mercy Stone and Start a War. I had the pleasure of speaking with the girls on October 13th of 2015. Then they called me again this past August on the show's a 4-year anniversary. You know, it's always great when I get to catch up with people that I consider very, very dear friends. And I consider Corey, Gene, and Kels just two of the sweetest and best people out there. You know, I followed their careers pretty much ever since they started following me on Twitter, which I think was maybe 2 or 3 years ago, something like that. Anyway, I'm predicting big things for them this year in 2017. And that brings us to number one. I wish I had a drum roll for this. I could do one, but y'all probably don't want to hear that. And y'all probably don't want to hear me rambling either. So let's just get right to this. At number one this week, we have a former finalist a former top three finalist on this past season that just wrapped of NBC's The Voice. He's based out of Nashville, just like Mercy Stone is based out of Nashville. And this is his song coming in at number one on the countdown, Ain't No Angels. Congratulations, Josh.
Wayward son, lonesome bound. I was headed to church in the devil's town. So go ahead and walk my way. If you get here, it's judgment day. It's hard to find my own way out when there ain't no angels hanging around. Well, I spent years nothing to lose, and I drowned myself in a corner booth, bottle of booze. I can't fly with 2 feet on the ground when there ain't no angels hanging around.
Going back to Mercy Stone for just a second, the number two charting song, Start a War, was off their debut album, Who I Am. And if you have not picked up a copy of either Who I Am or No End in Sight, Murph is telling you to do it. These albums are just two of my favorites in my collection. I mean, they are just mind-blowingly incredible. Anyway, back to Mr. Josh Gallagher for a second. We had a chance to talk with Josh on the show on March 1st, 2016, prior to his run on The Voice. I also met Josh in person once at one of my favorite places in Nashville. And there's kind of a funny story that goes along with that. I was sitting beside the guy all night long. I didn't even realize it. He gets up to sing a song he wrote with one of his good friends, Haley, of the band Still Blossoms, who may or may not make future charts, hint. And I couldn't believe just how a super incredibly talented the dude was. I introduced myself, told him how great he did, and invited him on the show. A couple weeks later, and he makes his first appearance, and I I've been following his career ever since. He's doing big things, especially with his recent top three finish on The Voice, which I was just so proud of him for. Okay. And that'll do it for the countdown this week. But just to recap, at number three we had a Runaway Angel with a Run Angel Run. Coming in at number two, his sister duo Corey Jean and Kels of Mercy Stone with The Start of War. And your number one song for the week of January 20th is Ain't No Angels by the incredibly talented Mr. Josh Gallagher. Okay. I think with that, I think it's time for announcements. Let me see. I am so excited for what's going down Tuesday. Tuesday, at a regular time, 4:30 p.m. Central, we have put somebody on the show who is being referred to around the industry as Shania Twain's successor, which that is just so cool because Shania Twain was basically my childhood. You know, this woman basically spanned my childhood. So to have somebody that's being called Shania Twain's successor on the show is huge for us. Her name is Jessica Lynn, and that name will soon be a household name. I will guarantee you that. If you don't know who Jessica Lynn is by now, you will very, very, very soon. So that is the 24th, and I am just, like I said, so pumped for that. The 31st, we have, and I'm excited for this one too, we have a Sony Music Nashville recording artist, Candy Carpenter, with us. Our first major label artist. And that is huge for the show. That is just majorly huge. We'll talk to Candy about her brand new single, "A Burn the Bed," which we'll play on the show, and we will as we play "Not Your Woman" for the Jessica Lynn show on the 24th, February 7th. Mark this one down on y'all's calendar. February 7th is February 7th. We have somebody on the show that we have not had a head on for about 3 years. It's going on 3 years since we've had this person on the show. We just couldn't. Our schedules just I couldn't mesh until now. Her name is Brittany Bexton, and she was actually the very first musical guest I ever interviewed back on the show. Back when Anne was just starting out. So that'll be on February 7th, and all the shows are at 4:30 Central, which is 5:30 Eastern, 2:30 Pacific. Let's see if we have anything else. I'm working on something for February 14th, I think y'all will be excited about. I can't give details of that just yet. But something I can give just very, very, very few details of is January 28th. That's Em's last day on the radio show. As y'all know by now, Em is taking her talents, and she's already started her brand new radio show called Talk Daytime. It's a daytime oriented podcast, but she will fill in for me in the show in May and then again in September because I'll be out of town on those dates. And we're also going to do our Emmy pre-nomination show and our nomination show, because that's just become a tradition on the show. So we'll still be doing those, but she as she said a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was last week, I don't remember. She's doing her own thing in radio with her a co-host who for a time was our third co-host. She would join us for Emmy shows, some interviews, and she even filled in a little bit when I was sick this past year. So Em will be doing that with Kathy and her the last day is January 28th. And I may or may not again have a slight surprise for Em on the show that day. So y'all be sure to mark that date on your calendar. I think with the 45 or so seconds we have left, I think that's going to do it for the announcements. I think I'm going to end the episode right here. If you've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.